Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid to
get my name. To live inside and make an optimine accord. And forget how we made love in a 57 Ford. But I got lips. Lips to find you.
I try to play my music. Thank you. follow the sound of the thumping drum. Inside the rhythm to the place where God speaks from. Learn the lessons the melodies will teach. Hear and understand the language of universal speech. Hurry, hurry, come quickly, brother, sister, friend. The Creator is calling the family together for rejoicing. And just as it was, it shall be again. A new season of love is about to begin.
Yes, indeed. That's when you have to walk away from the tables. Good evening. Welcome. Yay, spring. It only took 6 tries to get here, but good evening and welcome to Soul Tree Radio and Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram, and as always, it's good to have you. Soul Tree Radio, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, right here, right now, at www.basnnewsroom.wordpress.com or www.blackathletemedia.com. Well, again, it's finally spring. It's my time of the year. Yay! All spring babies in the house. The eternal question must be answered. Do you bite off the ears? Or do you bite the chocolate bunny's butt first? You know, if you say this like I am, and you bite the ass first, you're biting those hollow chocolate bunnies, and you love to see the bunny destroy It, like, it self-implodes and stuff. You got chocolate all over the place. And if you're one of those other serial killers who like eating just the ears and leaving it for everybody, well, you're a sick individual, but that's okay. I know you like your sweets. Having said that, we have a lot to put in a small amount of time, so we're not going to jump into all of it. We will celebrate, though, Dawn Staley, coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks, the world champion South Carolina Gamecocks, who took Caitlin Clark and Iowa down. You know, it's a big up for the women's game. They really brought the game to attention, and a lot more butts finally started to appreciate what they did. But in the end, Dawn Staley proved that she is not just a great woman, she's an awesome basketball coach. In the other news, in our Around the World in 80 Seconds, it's unfortunately anniversary number 50-plus from Marvin Gaye since What's Going On was released. Everybody knows what an epic album it was, what an icon Marvin was. And even though Michael made a shitload of money and Prince made a shitload of money, Marvin Gaye was not far behind. Marvin wrote a lot of material for the originals, and G.C. Cameron, lead singer, definitely appreciated the fact that he was singing Baby I'm For Real, which was really the first get down, take them draws off song that Motown ever wrote. Smokey was too busy trying to be cute, and the Temptations, they had other things in mind, but Baby I'm For Real is the first sit down, get down, open them legs Motown special. But I digress. He did that, of course, he's playing drums session-wise for all the Motown acts. He creatively was out there. He had done Vulnerable and Berry Gordy. Pimp that he was, couldn't stand it because he couldn't understand it. And even though Vulnerable didn't get off the way it should have, it was buried for a while until What's Going On came out. And again, Berry Gordy didn't know what the hell he had. He tried to bury it until somebody said, wait a minute, you know this song is popular. And then the money started coming in. Berry's like, oh, Marvin, yeah, go ahead, go right ahead. Too late. Marvin had already done the do. But while Marvin was isolated in Europe, he had confronted his demons, messed with drugs messed with him, and he was drying out, actually, in Belgium. He was shaking off a lot of this stuff. And it turns out he was winning the battle. When he got his awards for sexual healing, and they treated it like he should have been treated for What's Going On, he promised that he was going to come up with more music, and we were just getting started. Sadly, that never happened, of course, because y'all know what happened. His father took him out. But the fact remains that Marvin Gaye really was a prime factor in Motown's success. And Berry Gordy really didn't know what the hell he had. But he really didn't care. He wanted money made. As long as they were singing Pride and Joy and Hitchhike and all the other shit, Can I Get a Witness, that's all Berry Gordy cared about. He wanted to see steady sales. He did not want to see a major piece of work like What's Going On. It's not that he couldn't comprehend. He was too busy getting caught up in the greedy bastard factor. Appreciate it. Well, it's almost 60 years now. What's Going On is still relevant. And apparently there's going to be new music coming out from Marvin Sessions in Belgium. I don't know when, but if it's Marvin, you know the music's going to be good. You know it's going to be tight. And let's give Marvin credit. Vocally, there are a few who could touch him. I mean, not only does he sing his lead, he sings his backgrounds, and he's got everything, all the nuances down to science. It will be really intriguing to hear what this sounds like once it comes out. So Marvin, we love you, brother. Thank you for giving us with an awesome gift. What's going on was, and I'm sure when this music from Belgium comes out, everybody will be ready for it. Hopefully there won't be any interlopers and counterfeit motherfuckers like Robin Thicke trying to profit off of the song like he did with Blurred Lines. You know, we know that Robin Thicke wasn't shit and that he should have been castigated for even attempting to do Marvin Gaye. But the bottom line was, you pay your money, you take your chances. He paid his money because he knew he was getting paid. Marvin, brother, 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 we don't know what's going on, but we'll wait for the rest of the spring to find out. Meanwhile, the Hump Day Special is back in effect. Come back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk about Dawn Staley and her victorious efforts, the elevation of the women's game, talk a little hockey and some other good stuff. Meanwhile, this is Soul Tree Radio Worldwide.
never can say goodbye.
No, 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 no.
I never can say goodbye, no. Even though the pain and heart seem to follow me wherever I go, though I try and try to hide my feelings, they always seem to show. And then you try to say, and I always have to say, oh, tell me why. Is it so? I never can say goodbye, no.
No, 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 no.
I never can say goodbye. Every time I think I've had enough and start hearing a very strange vibration piercing me right to the core. It says, turn around, you fool. You know you love her more and more. Tell me why. Is it so? I don't want to let you go. I can't say goodbye.
I'm never gonna
now that I'm ready to fall in love with you. Please don't change me now that I've learned to trust in you, baby. Please don't change me now. Love one, be for real. Don't turn my life upside down.
And I've been so full of doubt. That is, baby, until you came along. Sweet love, I was without.
I'm ready, baby.
never liked nobody that's been mean to me. I've got a heart full of stone, and I hate the misery. Then you came along into my life, destroying me more, mounting up the toil and strife. But I'm a fool for you. I'm a fool. I don't know why I love you like I do, when you're breaking my heart and you know it's true. But I'm a fool for you. I'm a fool for you. I'm a fool.
Thank you. I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching, but we are alone, yeah, and I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly many times, but baby, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, baby, can't you see through me? We are alone, Lord, and I'm singing this song for you. You taught me precious secrets, but the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front when I was home.
You had nothing to hide,
and now I'm so much better. And if my words, they don't come together, listen to the melody.
I felt there'd be a change. keep dialing the phone. Your mind, heart, everybody say you ain't home.
My dream. Girl, you know I love you. No matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. Cause I love you. Baby, I'm thinking of you. Trying to be more of a man for you. And I don't have much of a chance, but we gonna see it through. Cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh.
Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely. Oh, 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 oh. And I cry, I cry, oh, 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 oh. And the tears would fill up in the way. In the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad. It got so bad. To one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling. And you smiled at me. Oh, my help as well. And reach out your hand.
You help me. You help me. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Now, if that's not the way to end the show, I don't know what is. You know, they are three of the most important words. And if they're set with conviction, their weight is even more so. So I want to say good night to my beautiful wife who helps me with the show. Thank you so much, Dharma. I want to say good night to my daughters, Minerva Faye and Palisadena Lillian Ingram. Pally is our nickname. I don't think I've ever used Nikki's full name in all the years I've known her. But Nikki, Nicole's her real name. Nicole Foot, Nikki Lee, being Michelle, and my youngest, Xavier Xander. I call him 21 because his initials are XXI. And I didn't forget you, Debbie. Although you're a pain in the butt sometimes, I still love you, Eggie. Good night to all of you. Good night, family. Good night to my Canadian family. And good night to all of you. Please go safe, stay safe, be safe wherever you are. And we'll see you Wednesday with the holiday special, 9 p.m. Eastern. Good night.